Animal Rights. Listen to an interview with animal rights activist Rachel Brooks, who is answering questions about animal rights. First, you will have 1 minute to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, choose the correct answer, A, B, C, or D, for questions 1 to 6. Only one answer is correct. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 1 minute to check your answers. Hello and welcome back to our week-long special dedicated to nature and the environment. We're here with our guest, animal rights activist Rachel Brooks. So, Rachel, what does it mean to be an animal rights activist?
An animal rights activist is basically someone who is dedicated to protecting animal rights. We feel that animals have rights too, and in a lot of cases, they, the animals, are being abused or used improperly.
What do you mean by abused animals?
Most people's ideas of abused animals are those being hunted or killed in the wild, illegally or legally, but abused animals can be much closer to home. The most common occurrences involve owners beating their pets, or animals being used in laboratories for experiments. I would describe abused animals as any animal that isn't living a normal, peaceful life.
So what do you do to protect them?
Well, a lot of what we do is simply increase public awareness about these problems. We try to inform citizens that many types of abuse towards animals occur all over the world. In many cases, we pass out flyers in neighbourhoods to try to rally support or even hold protests outside of laboratories. We usually contact journalists and news reporters in an attempt to reach a larger audience.
Have any of your protests been successful?
That's a difficult question to answer because a lot of our work doesn't have a direct correlation to success. If we're able to stop one animal from being abused, we consider it a success. We know that it's nearly impossible to stop all abuses, especially in animal control centres. So we focus more on improving the situation rather than shutting a centre down. Speaking in more direct terms, in the past, we were able to change the living conditions inside of zoos and local animal control agencies. For example, one zoo near Brighton, after 5 days of protesting, the director held talks with our leaders and an agreement was reached to improve the animals' living conditions inside of the zoo.
Have any of your protests ever become violent?
We try to emphasize and encourage as many people as possible to participate in non-violent protests. We do not support or condone any kind of violent protest. It is one of our main principles to remain non-violent because we feel that violence is never the answer. In addition, non-violent protests accomplish more than using force. However, there was one instance that wasn't necessarily violent but could be seen as more of a provocative and active protest.
Really? What happened?
Our group was protesting outside of a laboratory that was conducting harmful experiments on animals. When some new arrivals came in support of our cause, they brought along dozens of eggs to throw at the scientists. Any scientist entering or leaving the building got covered in yolk and eggshells. It was a big mess.
Well, that's all the time we have. Thanks for being here. And any final words for our listeners?
Just remember that animals have rights too, and it's up to us to protect them.